Are you ready to be connected? You're listening to the Insured Connection Podcast by Pika Group, a pro assurance company, where we provide expert advice for your practice when you need it most. We connect you with industry leaders to discuss timely topics so you can listen, learn, and get back to caring for your patients. Now, let's connect.
Well, welcome, listeners. Again, this is Dr. Adrienne Ross. Welcome to the Insured Connection. Thank you so much for joining us in all of our prior episodes. And as you know, this is a podcast where we try to kind of give you a little bit of a sneak peek behind the scenes of what happens within PICA, as well as what's happening with our attorneys, our constituents. You know, but we try to give you a little bit of a behind the scenes. So welcome to the Insured Connection. I'm really excited to say that today we are going to be interviewing our medical director and CEO, Dr. Ross Taubman, and as well as Dr. Luke Ciccinelli. Dr. Ciccinelli is going to be taking on a new role. I'm going to be letting him explain a little bit more so, but really excited for all of our lines to be able to hear from both of these two men. So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
As well, yeah. Thank you so much. Looking forward to the chat.
Absolutely. Dr. Taubman, I'll start with you. You've been the face, essentially, representing a lot of PICA, and you've been very much boots on the ground. Can you give us a little bit of the history of when you first came into PICA and then where it is now and how it's evolved over the years?
Yeah, thanks for that, Adrian. So, gosh, I've been with the company now almost 12 years. And as some of you know, I came from private practice where I practiced as a podiatrist for nearly 30 years and got hired to come to the company. And at the time, the times were kind of different than they are today in some respects. The organization of PICA was primarily focused on podiatrists like we have been for the last 43 years. And we also had a small piece of chiropractic business that we had, but I principally got hired because I was a podiatrist. Dr. Jerry Brandt, who was one of our founders, was retiring, and I got hired to take his place. And the vision at the time was to hire a podiatrist who could come in, who understood the market, and who could learn the insurance business, but at the same time keep our focus on the markets that we serve, specifically podiatry and chiro. Well, so over time, things have changed. I think the biggest changes were external changes, where we've seen tremendous change in how healthcare is delivered. We are seeing changes in consolidation of practices. We now, instead of very small, 1, 2, 3 doctor practices, we're now seeing larger groups that are single specialty. We see multi-specialty groups. We see people going into hospital employment or university employment, or really it's really exciting because the world's pretty open for people as they come out of their training. The opportunities they have changed, but those things have caused us to change. And I would tell you that when I first came to the company 12 years ago, probably 98% of our business were those 1 or 2, 3 three-person practices. The other piece to that is that that over time, we get fast forward 12 years, that's probably now about 20 to 25% of our practices are these larger groups. So we've had to evolve as an organization to meet the needs and the challenges of those policyholders, because it's different than they are for a single practitioner. Not that focus on single practitioners still doesn't exist, because it still is a large part of what we do, but we have to be an organization that can provide a broader experience for our policyholders. If you take that, in addition to that, some internal changes at our company, and almost 4 years ago now, I was given responsibility not only for podiatry and chiropractic, but also for our dental business and our lawyer professional liability business. So my role, which still is the face of the company, has changed and evolved to where I now have responsibility over a larger swath. So we began to think, what structural changes did we need to make internally to meet those needs? And one of the choices or the decisions we made deals with bringing in Dr. Ciccinelli as our chief medical director so that I can devote my time appropriately to some of the broader issues for our combined organization, these four lines of business, without forgetting about where we came from, but at the same time, bring in additional resource to help us with things like clinical risk management, things that we need to think about clinically and underwriting and claims, to have our medical director also fulfill external relationships with our affinity organizations that are really important to us in our different lines of business, and to work with our different consultants in our other lines. Dr. Ciccinelli is a podiatrist, as you'll find out or hear about in just a second, but also we have consultants in our dental business and our chiropractic business, but to use Dr. Ciccinelli's experiences and his skills in helping us foster and enhance those relationships in those markets, which are also important to us.
Wonderful. Thank you for stating that. I mean, you gave a perfect intro also into Dr. Ciccinelli. And let me ask you, Dr. Taubman, why or how did you get to this decision of picking Dr. Ciccinelli? Because for those of us that are familiar with him, he's a bit of a Renaissance man, but what was it that you know, coined him for you as this is the guy?
Yep. So from a process standpoint, I was looking, and I'm always looking for people that can complement the skill sets that we have and enhance them. I'm not looking for clones. I wasn't looking for somebody who thought like me or acts like me, because that doesn't help the organization be broader. I just mentioned to you, we have a changing market and we need to be able to think about the broadest market. So through the interview process, I selected about 15 different providers that we began to interview. When I say we, my executive leadership team participated in the interview process as we began to think about what do we need. And I can tell you that I know we selected really wisely. Dr. Ciccinelli certainly is not a clone of me, and you'll hear a little bit about his experiences, but also he brings a very forward-thinking, strategic, visionary thought process to the role, which is something that I very much, as the leader of the organization, I want people who think differently than me, challenge us to do things differently. You know, organizations have been around a long time. One of the problems is that they do things the way they've been doing it forever. Why? Because that's the way they've been doing it. They don't really have cogent reasons for continuing to do a lot of the things they do. They do them because historically that's how they've done it. So bringing in Luke was an opportunity to bring in somebody who brings fresh thinking, different thinking, and that will help challenge us as we try and navigate a changing environment. And change is something, I mentioned it, but I can't reiterate enough that we're in unprecedented changing time in healthcare, and we need people that have the skill set to be able to evolve and think differently and challenge the status quo. And I think we chose extremely wisely in picking Luke.
I would agree. And with that, Dr. Ciccinelli, I am going to ask you just to give us a little bit of background on you, because I mean, for those of us that are familiar with you, you are a bit of a Renaissance man. You know, you've been, just like Dr. Taubman has said, you've been a little bit involved in everything, but maybe not everyone here realizes kind of your span. So could you give us a little bit of background?
Absolutely. First, thank you, Ross, for the kind words, and Adrian for the opportunity to chat. So I come from a background, we're a podiatry family. My wife and I met through podiatry, and although we have done a lot of different things, our core passion and our core purpose has never really varied. So to highlight a little bit, and I make a point of that because sometimes it's easy to think, well, a Renaissance, if someone calls somebody a Renaissance person, perhaps they think, well, they did podiatry for a while, then they were painting, and then they were, you know, off in the Highland Games of Scotland. And, you know, so the core task has remained podiatry for over 30 years. but certainly we have looked for ways within the profession to continue to grow. Ross used the word evolve. I absolutely believe in that. I think one of my primary tasks here is what I would call the continuation of the innovation that's been going on under Ross's leadership and all his team and all the employees, every single employee, and continue to help that evolve. So what I've looked to do, my wife and I, whenever I say myself, I mean both of us, we've just looked to continue to enjoy the profession in every facet that it has. It's such a multifaceted profession. And both teaching, learning, educating, practicing, operating, lecturing, and then mentoring, and even coaching and nurturing. And then even on the cognitive side, on a personal level, I realized really after only the first year of private practice, maybe even in the residency, that I think our profession can be a bit limiting if we just focus on the foot and ankle. I mean, it's a very complex and important anatomical area of the body. But as I joke with some of the Spaniards, you know, no one's really found a new bone or a new tendon or a new ligament or a new artery since the Renaissance men and Da Vinci. And so, you know, how are we going to all keep enjoying this? And how are we going to stay passionate? So what we've tried to do is keep mixing and matching. And that includes living overseas. We've lived in Spain for a total of over 11 years on three different occasions. So that's a sum total. The last time now has been 8 years, but that's a third time we've moved and come back from Spain. So it totals about 11 years. So it's been fascinating.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe so you never miss an episode again. Now, let's continue to connect on today's topic.
But every aspect, and perhaps maybe listeners are not aware, but in the last 8 years, I've continued to come back between 3 to 5 times a year, both in lecturing capacities, medical mission work, teaching cadaver courses, even the medical advisory committee with PICA. So I've had private practice experience, my wife and I, and then bringing in partners of our own. And then I was part of a 6-man group for about 7 or 8 years. And now I've been doing freelance, where we created our own version of teaching and surgery and education in Spain. So really covers everything. That's our background. Particular to PICA, it was my involvement in when I first met Ross was really through his invitation to be on the medical advisory committee, which I think was about 2013 or 2014, maybe. And so I'm well familiar with at least how we always did things. And I appreciate the opportunity very much. I'm very excited to help push this forward and continue to evolve. We need to continue to evolve. And with the healthcare system, and we need to learn to look around corners or continue to learn to look around corners and anticipate the future. And my wife and my key maybe characteristic as podiatrists has really been, and I use this as a good word, nonconformity. And I would like, you know, I know you're going to ask me about sort of what are my, you know, what do I hope to accomplish perhaps as a chief medical director in the risk management space with all the disciplines, the four lines of business. But, you know, I want us to be uncommon. I want us to be uncommon. I want us to be nonconformists. And you can be a healthy nonconformist. You don't have to blow anything up. You don't have to blow any buildings up. You don't have to do anything crazy. We can be healthy nonconformists and continue to really what I believe in is situational awareness. And that's really what I've been doing for the last 8 years. Specifically, I'm kind of the foot and ankle Marine. I've been to a lot of different places, and some have been a bit dicey and maybe not places necessarily you would go unless you were asked to go there, but it's about situational awareness. And I think as a company, that's something that I absolutely want to imprint in the way we think. And situational awareness, I even tell our kids, and our kids have practiced that very well. They've had to. But situational awareness is really about understanding your environment, right? You have to be able to anticipate. You have to be perceptive. You need astute perception of what's going on and the environment around you. And then you need like a 360-degree comprehension of the environment. And that takes, and we've had to do this over the years. That's why I'm kind of saying this. And I think it will probably blend into where you want to go with what you had teed up as some of the questions. The 360-degree comprehension is understanding the environment and seeing if it matches your perceptions as far as situational awareness, and also being willing to look at blind spots, identify blind spots, see where are things that we don't actually know, and get the information to know them. And then you tie that together with projection. You don't have to project it to the future. You can't make decisions based on the present. You have to make the decisions thinking in the future, kind of like a chess player. And you need to be trying to strategize 2, 3, 4 steps ahead. So we've done that as a family. I know that might sound crazy. I mean, you know, in the podiatry world, but that's exactly what we've done. And that's what we'll always continue to do. And that's what I enjoy doing. I think that's what we kind of should all try to do. And I want to help our colleagues and our colleagues that are colleagues in the healthcare world, as well as dental and lawyer care, but of course, chiropractors. I want to help us all do that in the risk management world of anticipating risk, actually embracing risk. I don't want us to be risk averse. I don't think anyone should be risk averse. I think they should be risk wise and risk prepared and go toward it. You know, the obstacles are the way. The obstacles are not only the way in life, so the risks in this case, perhaps, but there can be levers or palancas. In Spanish, the word is la palanca, but we would just say the lever or the springboard. Perhaps that's a better translation. So the springboard, usually forward. So I like to look for those obstacles. And when we find them, that's kind of where we need to go. And a lot of people wouldn't see it that way. But that's how we have lived our podiatry careers and our podiatry life. And it's been tremendously fruitful and rewarding. So that's a little background on us, maybe more than you asked for, but it is what it is. That's what we've done.
Now, what I always hear from you, and for those of us that, you know, are aware, but I mean, you've been a guest on the show before on The Connection, and you've talked about different topics, even wellness, you know, physician wellness. And so what I hear from Ross and I hear from you is this kind of running towards the tension and, you know, this, you know, 300,000 square foot view. So, you know, Ross, you know, to you and to Luke, I'll ask you, you know, so Luke talks about this, you know, situational awareness, and for you as well, what does that look like for PICA going in the future for, you know, chiropractic care, dentistry care, like how are we going to evolve in those lines as well from your perspectives?
Yeah, so I think Luke's description of himself and what he's been doing and how he thinks about things are really what attracted us to Luke as an asset that we felt could really help us in this evolving world that I talked about. And his thought process around these are going to be my words, nonconformity. You know, we're not trying to keep doing what we've been doing. We want to keep doing the things that are impactful and important and useful to people and do new things that are dealing with today's world. And some of the areas that we've touched on or that were mentioned, you know, that the area of physician wellness and burnout are real problems facing doctors today that perhaps we didn't face 10 or 15 years ago to the same degree. The first step to doing something different about it is to acknowledge that that's out there and begin to talk about what impact we have. As a company, we've been really good at being thought leaders or being participatory in the thought conversation, not just providing a product or a service to a policyholder who needs a malpractice insurance area. And I think as it relates to our other lines, like dentistry and like chiropractic, Luke's ability to think broadly about those issues and how they impact the specific markets in dentistry and in chiropractic, in addition to podiatry, helps us be not only relevant in the market, but help us grow in stature in the market, because I think we're a bit unique in the way that we're thinking about those things, in contrast to some of our the competitors that we deal with, who've been entrenched in the business for a long time, and they keep doing what they've been doing. And I'm not talking badly about organizations. But we have opportunity by bringing Luke into the fold and to begin to think out loud and act out loud. It's not just a matter of talking about it. You got to do things that change in the market. So putting resource like that with Luke at the head of it is how we envision our ability to not only be relevant, but to grow and to prosper in a changing market. I always tell my team, you know, change is a bad word to some people, or that it's scary to people, but change is opportunity. And the only thing consistent in life is change. Okay. Things aren't going to stay the same. So if we as a company embrace the idea of change, we can drive the change, because we can be the ones that talk about how we're going to help people through a changing market going forward. So I look at bringing Luke in as total opportunity for us to continue to be prosperous, succeed in the future, but most importantly, to be that trusted partner for our policyholders who are looking for advice. And I do mean it as a partnership. You know, yes, it's a business relationship, but it's a partnership with all of our lines of business. We want to be seen as somebody that's an invaluable partner, that they want to be with us because we help them solve their problems. And Luke is going to be and is central to that role, but also to that direction for us as a company.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. We're going to get ready to wrap up, but I did want to ask, you know, Dr. Ciccinelli, I would love for you just to give a little snapshot, you know, kind of comment on, you know, for someone who is trying to distinguish, why would I go with PICA? You know, how is PICA going to be different going forward, and how is it evolving? You know, what would you say kind of your catchphrase or whatnot for PICA compared to our competitors?
I'm going to echo what Ross said, and I'll put it this way, and that is that I want our policyholders to see and feel and live that we are truly accompanying them on their journey. And in a proactive sense, not simply a reactive sense. And I would say it to you this way: John Lennon has this great line, life is just what happens to us while we're busy making other plans. And I like that line, but I don't love that line. And the reason I don't love that line is that I believe that we should happen to our lives and not that our lives should happen to us. And that's what I mean, excuse me, when I say being proactive. And I'll give you a real solid example. I like the line treated fairly. That is the byline of ProAssurance, PICA, and so forth. I think it's wonderful. What I'd like to see us do is extend that, because when I see treated fairly, it means to me that's wonderful, but something's already happened to somebody. And so when I say that I believe that we should happen to life, and not like John Lennon says, well, life is just what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. What I would like to say is, no, we're of course going to be there for you, and you're going to be treated fairly when you have an issue. And in a sense, risk management is that you've had an issue and so forth. So now we need to help you. But I would like to see something, and I want to be that person, and I will be that person, where as we accompany people on their journey, and really the purpose of the journey in all facets of life is a very interesting word. It's compassion. The purpose of the journey is compassion. And so what I would like people to feel is that we have strategy, compassion, and protection. And that will all equal being treated fairly, but based on strategy, compassion, and protection. And that means not just for our policyholders, but for all the employees, the whole concept of a best place to work, an employer of choice. You know, that's how I see this all going forward. I think that's where I can make the biggest contribution. And with the love that I have for the profession, and as my family does, I'll just give you, I know you said you wanted to wrap up, I'll give you a great line as well. I want all our colleagues, our policyholders, to know, if they ever stop and ask themselves, well, who packed my parachute? Well, they can trust that we've packed their parachute and they don't have anything to be concerned about. But not just when they need to pull the second parachute and hope that it opens because the first didn't. No, before they even went up in the air, they've got to know, and they will know, and they will continue to know that we've packed their parachute and we're there along the journey with them. that's how I see this. I'm not saying anything that Ross hasn't heard before in different words. And, you know, that's why I'm here and I'm thrilled to get started. So game on, right? Game on for all of us. It's going to be wonderful.
Game on. Well, Dr. Ciccinelli, thank you so much. Dr. Taubman, thank you for all the years that you've dedicated and for introducing and bringing Dr. Ciccinelli into the light for us at PICA. So with that said, for both of you, thank you again for joining us on the show.
And that's it for this week's episode. But let's continue connecting. If you're enjoying the Insured Connection, don't forget to leave a review on your streaming platform and subscribe now so you can connect with us each time we post a new episode. To stay connected with us throughout the week and to tell us topics we should discuss on future episodes, go to PICAGroup.com/insuredconnection.